गीताया न शीलस्य प्राणायाम परस्य च नैव सन्ति पापानि पूर्व जन्म कृतानि च. For those of you who have just arrived, that's okay. I don't take offense. I'm not allowed to take offense. You're welcome. You don't have to worry about me. So we're hearing the Gita Mahatmyam from Sri Shankaracharya, who's an incarnation of Lord Shiva, the greatest of the Vaishnavas. We're on verse number 2, so you didn't miss that much. But in my lectures, no matter what part you come, you get the conclusion anyway. Doesn't mean come at 5 to 7. So what does Shankaracharya say now? If one reads Bhagavad Gita, so now the question is, how often do I read Bhagavad Gita? Once a year? Once a month? That's up to you. I didn't ask for everybody to raise their hand. I'm just saying, you have to ask yourself this question. Just like I've been telling the story, there's this one presidential candidate, I'm not going to mention his name, but there's one of these rascals running for president, and so he said, oh, I am Christian. Bible is my favorite book. So the reporter asked him, oh, Bible's your... The reporter knew the guy doesn't read it. He's just saying it because he's a politician. So it's right there. You can see it on the TV. The politician says, so which verse of the Bible is your favorite? And he said, I don't be like that. If somebody asks you, you're Hindu, you should know Bhagavad Gita. Oh yeah, I know Bhagavad Gita. Can you say one verse? Oh, give me the book. No, you should at least, and my good friend Kamlesh, what verse should everybody know? Chapter 18, text 66. Savadaman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Raja Ang Dwang Sarva Papebyo Mokshayashami Mashuchaha. But there are 700 shlokas, any one. And some are, there's only a couple that are two lines, so just learn the short ones. At least know one verse. Let me tell you an interesting story. This is a true story. In 1975, I had been a disciple of Prabhupada for 2 years. So I was in Lucknow, India. How many people know about Lucknow, India, right? So I was waiting on the corner, say around 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, because another devotee was going to come and get me on a rickshaw. We were going to see somebody to enlist as a life member. So he said, you wait on this corner. And as I'm waiting, these three very official-looking men say, you, come with us. I went, uh-oh. So they took me downstairs to this underground building, and then there was a whole big, like a conference table. You've seen those big conference. So there's like 12 men. So they start asking me questions. Why did Arjuna do this? Why did Krishna do this? And what about Bhishma? They were asking me all these questions about philosophy and Bhagavad Gita and Mahabharata. Fortunately, I had read Prabhupada's books, so I knew all the answers. So after about a half an hour, they said, okay, we can see that you are a real devotee. You're not CIA. We'll let you go. It was a good thing I paid attention to the class and read the books, because they were asking me all these tricky questions. Now, what about Arjuna? But Prabhupada had trained us properly. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. Because I don't know what would have happened if I didn't answer. Maybe they would have been like Trump and deport me. So it taught me a lesson. That lesson was, you better know the books, because you never know when you're going to need it. So here Shankaracharya says, if one reads Bhagavad Gita sincerely and seriously. So before, the instruction was with devotion. Here he's giving you more. Sincere. Sincere means I'm reading this Bhagavad Gita because I really want to understand it. And serious means I want to know it factually. I really want to know it and understand it. Then by the grace of the Lord, the reactions of all one's past deeds will not act upon you. Very good. Because we all have volumes and volumes of past misdeeds. But if you read Bhagavad Gita sincerely and seriously, they don't act. It's like there's this expression, if the poisonous fangs of the serpent are removed, then even if the serpent bites, because they remove the poisonous fangs. So we all have, everyone, everybody, tons and tons and tons of reactions coming. But you read Bhagavad Gita with sincerity, seriousness, you're forgiven. That's why when I was new, sometimes I would meet people of other religions on the street, and they would see me either chanting or distributing books, and so they would come up to me, "Are you saved?" Yes, look at what it just said. If I read Bhagavad Gita, I'm saved. So yes, I am saved. Here's my personal savior, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Malane mochanang pungsam jalasnanang dine dine sakrit gitam ratasnanang sangsaramalanashanam. One may cleanse daily by taking bath in water. But if one takes a bath even once in the sacred Ganges water of Bhagavad Gita, the dirt of material life is altogether vanquished. How great a book is Bhagavad Gita. Your book? Prabhupada used to say, Bhagavad Gita is the Bible of India. Do you agree? That's what Prabhupada used to tell the reporters. The Bible of India. Everybody accepts Bhagavad Gita. So, here Shankaracharya is comparing reading Bhagavad Gita to taking a dip in the Ganges. Ganges is known as Vishnupadi. It comes from the lotus feet of Narayan. Therefore, the Ganges is able to deliver. Now, here we are in Placentia. To go to the Ganges right now, unless you have a bottle, but to go to the Ganges right now, it's going to take at least 22 hours and a good $1,000 or more just to get there. But you can have the same effect as bathing in the Ganges just by taking a bath in Bhagavad Gita. And now, I don't know if you've been noticing, you know that when you go to a hotel, Patel, you know, there's so many of these, right? When you go, what's in the drawer? Bible. Not anymore. Because ISKCON has been putting millions of Bhagavad Gitas in the hotels. Did you know that? So you go to some hotel, you're going to see Gideon Bible and Bhagavad Gita. Yes. Jai, unabridged. Good. Excellent. Thank you. So the dirt of material life, the dirt of material life, again, lust, anger, greed, jealousy, all the things that burden our heart. But you can cleanse yourself just by reading Bhagavad Gita. And there are long chapters, short chapters. Two of the best chapters are the shortest chapters. chapter 12, chapter 15. Only 20 verses. You can do it within 7-8 minutes. But of course, seriously, sincerely, with devotion. Just read Bhagavad Gita, cleanse yourself. Gita sugita kartavya kim anya shastra vistarai yat swayang padmanabhasya mukha padmadvinisrita. Because Bhagavad Gita is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one need not read any other Vedic literature. Because another name for Bhagavad Gita, Gitopanishad. In Prabhupada's introduction, he says very clearly, okay, you have the four Vedas. You have 108 Upanishads, 18 Puranas, Mahabharata, Vedanta Sutra, Ramayana. That's millions of shlokas. But all of that is condensed Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the summary of all the Vedas. Meaning, you just read and learn Bhagavad Gita, you'll know everything. And that reminds me something Krishna says in chapter 15. It was the first verse I ever memorized back in 1973 on the subway platforms of New York. I found this verse and I figured, well, this is a good verse to memorize. Krishna says at the end of chapter 15 that if you know, if you accept Krishna as the supreme God of all gods, you know everything. You know that verse, Meena? But you know that you've heard, yes. So that was the first verse I memorized. Sasarva vid bhajate mam. So that's the question. Do I accept, do I have full faith that Krishna is the supreme God of all gods? And I can say yes. I may not know so many things, but I can say to whoever, yes, I accept that Krishna is the supreme. As he himself says, Mattak Parataram Nanyat. There is no one superior to me. And if you read Krishna's story in the Bhagavatam, he proved it. He showed it. No matter who came to defeat Krishna, Krishna won. Undefeated. And Krishna says, if you accept me as Purushottama, then you know everything that needs to be known. So, Shankaracharya says, no need to read any other Vedic literature. One need only attentively and regularly. Now, how regularly? Every day, in my opinion. Should be every day. Just like, how many days do you eat? Every day, except fasting day. But generally, and even on most days, you eat more than once. So, don't fast from Bhagavad Gita. We used to have an expression when I was going to school. They used to say, 2 square meals a day. Whatever that meant, 2 square. So you put your food, no. I guess it meant 2 balanced full meals, not candy. Your vegetables and milk and grains. So, morning and evening, begin the day with Bhagavad Gita. end the day with Bhagavad Gita. People are so absorbed in mundane activities, it is not possible for them to read all the Vedic literatures. But it is not necessary. One book, Bhagavad Gita, will suffice because it is the essence of all the Vedas, and especially because it is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Uvacha, Bhagavad Gita. It's like this. Lord Yamaraj, when he was instructing his servants after the incident of Ajamila, the Yamadutas, this was the first time the Yamadutas had failed in their duties. Up to this time, everyone they captured went to hell. But in the case of Ajamila, they were stopped. So the Yamadutas went back to Yamaraj and said, Heda, what's going on here? We thought you were the supreme. So when the Yamadutas told their story, Yamaraj was happy. Because the Yamadutas explained, we heard this name Narayana. Everybody say. So when the servants were saying this, Yamaraj became happy. So at that time, Sri Sri Radha Raman Bhagavan Ki Jai. I like this new pujari. Very nice. He has devotion. Not that the others don't. Don't get me wrong. But you can see his whole mood, face, the bodily gestures. Nice devotion. And good singer, huh? Very nice. So Yamaraj explained to his servants, I'm not supreme. He said, above me, Narayana. And Yamaraj gave the definition of religion. This is another fundamental question. What is religion? Well, the judge, Yamaraj, who judges everyone at the time of death, so his opinion is to be taken seriously. Yamaraj said, religion is what God says. Dharma tu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. Yamaraj said, dharma, real religious truth, is spoken directly by God himself. Not Yamaraj, because he's not God. Because Yamaraj told, I'm not supreme. Above me is Narayan. And above Narayan is? Yes, that's what Bhishma said. On his deathbed. Who was at his feet when Bhishma was dying? Krishna was at his feet. Bhishma was looking at Krishna on his deathbed of arrows. And all those arrows, whose arrows were they? Arjuna, not Shikhandi's. Only Arjuna's arrows were able to penetrate. I just read that yesterday. Yesterday I read the whole part about how Bhishma is slain. And Shikhandi's, everybody else's arrows. But Arjuna's and his whole body, I think it said only between all the arrows, there was only two fingers in between. That's a lot of arrows. I'd be dead with one arrow. Bhishma has his whole body riveted with arrows, space between each arrow, two fingers. Ouch. Still, he's not dead. So as he's giving up his body, there is Krishna. And what does he pray? Adi Narayan. Bhishma says, not me. Bhishma said, Adi Narayan. If you don't like that, take it up with Bhishma. good luck. Adi Narayan, that's pretty clear. The original Narayan, Adi, that's the meaning. The original Narayan. So, Dharmam tu Sakshat Bhagavat Panitam. Yamaraj says, religion is enunciated by God. The name of the book, Bhagavad Gita, the song of God. That's why Shankaracharya is saying, because it's spoken by Krishna, it is the best of all the Vedic literatures. Let's continue. Everybody chant one time, please.